So I'm here today with Saro, Susmita, and Raju. And what I'd like to do is, first of all, find mostly out about what your successes were this year in bringing people to more awareness about the importance of making public places accessible for all.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
In essence, because the aim of Accessworld is really to create accessibility to all, nobody excluded. This year we came through some project that I hope to realize very soon to raise awareness. The most important things in this topic is to raise awareness, to change the mentality,
right,
to change the mind, the attitude.
Right.
When the mental attitude has changed, everything comes normally.
Right.
So first of all, we have to change the way of thinking. And something already has changed. And something in all of it is already changed concretely and practically, and then also in the mind of the people. To create an inclusive society, I think that our role has to be the first one, because if we talk about human unity, we cannot talk about human unity if we exclude some people.
Exactly.
Because maybe they have a different body or because they are aging. I know now that there are many Eurovillians who came in 60. Now they are older, so they are aging. And maybe they have some problems in moving around. And they have the right to lead on a normal life. This is belong to the human rights in all over the world. I got in touch with several organizations. San Martin is one of the most important because they are working with the Indian government, especially for the accessible laws. Indian laws.
Right.
And then I got in touch with Ability Foundation Chennai. And then we Care Film Fest from Delhi, who gave us the second prize for the documentary I produced some years ago.
There's accessible laws on the books in India, but people that are building still have not been able to include these handrails and ramps and the width of the doorways and these sorts of things. Saro, is it true that if you include these plans before you build, it's much cheaper than trying to add them later?
Yes.
Well, obviously, it is much...
1%.
It is much... Even You can't really guess. Yeah. I mean, obviously, reconverting something as a cost in terms of financing, in terms of physical cost and space and loss of functionality in the building, that become even more the cost difficult to quantify. I think it's a general problem that is part of the history of Auroville, I mean, somehow. That Auroville has always been, especially at the beginning, a physically challenging place. And so there has been not much space for a situation and people with different type of ability or a different type of challenge. And we have a history of self-build ourselves. And actually, if you look at many buildings of Auroville, especially the oldest one, we may not only have a lot of limitation in terms of accessibility, but also in terms of safety. I mean, even for normally able people, we see many times stairs without rail, we see balcony and roof and terrace without any protection or very limited protection. So that is a very, is part of our history because we grew up as a community in an environment where there was other priority and regenerate the environment and to do on ourselves and build many things on ourselves. So now we are going into a different stage and there is a need to have more attention of certain details which are not only of accessibility but of safety as well.
On the safety count, may I ask Raju, because you've lived here all your life, Raju, and Is there a particular cultural reason why people don't put railings on balconies and hand rails on stairs? And also, I always wonder, why are the stairs only not wide enough for a foot to go on squarely?
The size of the steps, probably they use a 12-inch, but some people they prefer to have 9-inch, which is shorter, because if you see mostly Indian women's feet or men's, and South Indian especially, is smaller compared to the Europeans, other countries. So also, like, we don't have a ramp or something type of it, but we have a walls on our side, which is built at the time of house construction is done.
A wall?
Yeah, it's a wall. You can see in the old houses in villages. We used to have a wall on the side of the steps. So we don't have any pipes or something.
Handrails.
Handrails. But we have a walls which is built at the time itself.
Uh-huh.
That's a safety and protection for the kids while they play or while they climb on the steps. That's a protection which is given from the parents.
I don't see a lot of those walls. I see these spiral staircases go up to the first floor, and nothing on the side.
I think what Saura said, now you have seen all the buildings, which is the modern buildings now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the old buildings from the traditionally.
Okay.
But our modern buildings comes up with steel steps nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they're trying to, even the granite one they're trying to put. So which is a modern and which they're trying to simplify the cost-wise.
Mm.
And for the for the design also.
Okay. Tell me.
In that case, like, we try to miss the safety for the kids, all these things.
Okay. And tell me, is there certain design features that have to do with water runoff? Is flooding a consideration in building around our part of the villages in Pondicherry and Oroville?
I'm not sure about cities, but in a village in our side around Oroville, like, we don't have such an issue of flooding here because the soil is there. Like, we are not fully concreted, all the roadside, everything. If you see the city, it's fully concreted. We don't see the soil there.
Mm.
Where the water can be, like, sucked by the earth, we don't have this option in the cities. But in the village, we have that. So we don't have such a flooding situation in around our world.
Okay, so basically, culturally, staircases always had walls that they
on
were built
sides.
From, and therefore there was that protection. But the newer construction has not been doing that. Okay, so L'Avenir, are they who you go to the most?
In 2009, when we organized the first workshop, and Sauro was in L'Avenir and then support my idea of starting this project of Accessible Auroville.
Mm.
After meeting Samartia and doing the workshop here, all the team of L'Avenir Auroville at the time participate to the workshop. At the end, we wrote down the Accessible Auroville Code. And then we did this with in collaboration with Samartian. And then many times I asked L'Avenir team to keep in mind this because it's very important. Sometimes they do, sometimes maybe they don't do so much, and sometimes they forget where there is the accessible code. And then I send it many times to L'Avenir to remind them. And then I always say, okay, instead of making steps, making ramp, it's very easy, no? Because they say it's for everyone, also for people who have no problem. But if you have luggage, if you have a shopping bag, if you have a baby in the baggy, no, it's better to have a ramp and not steps.
So you're saying that we should have ramps and not stairs, not both?
Both, you know. For example, if you see a Sante, for me, they waste money. I talked to the architect. I asked him, why you make the ramp and the stairs just attached close to each one? So you could make just ramp. That's all. Because also Sante is for health. So maybe some people are going there with some some problem. Also, I had an accident with a motorbike. I was bleeding, and for me to have a ramp was better than to have a staircase,
for example. Sometimes stairs are a part of the architectural design that's very much like a lifting up until you get to the main place. But on the side, they could have this one ramp that takes you right up to the landing that would bring you
I would say, public building, which has come up in the last 4 or 5 years, there is certain level of there is a certain level of attention in terms of accessibility. I mean, the example of Santé, which has come after 2012-14, it has both ramp and stair. There is no art to have stair. I mean, that is actually sometimes it can be even have some function to have both the system.
For Diwali to put the oil lamps on.
You can have many reasons, but also you can have also give a choice. I mean, you have a ramp that normally sometimes you have people with mobility which is slower, so people with faster mobility can use stair. I mean, so even sometimes the route of a ramp is a bit longer. So, I mean, you give the choice, so it's not a problem to have these two elements combined. The real issue is that, there has been a code which was elaborated many years ago. It was even published in the News and Note. It may be sent and shared, but there is not yet much awareness yet into the architectural community about this element and to include this element, although it is much more than before. I mean, also there is sometimes an issue with the client. I mean, when it is a private client, people might feel, okay, I don't need because I'm perfectly fit, etc. When it is a public building, now there is a lot more of attention because even if it's slightly increasing the cost, because it's part also of government regulation to give a certain level of accessibility. So there has been some change in culture. What is not understood is that accessibility is not something that concerns only a certain section of population. Each one of us in his own life, you have a child, you need to go around with the pram. Now you can do it in Arve because we have, at least in certain areas, certain paved road, etc. But 20 years ago, you wanted to go around with the child. How do you go around, especially in the monsoon, with the map, etc.? I mean, you have always carrying by heart. No?
Exactly.
So even that is element of accessibility. I mean, you can be young, and then you have this type of particular need. You may be temporarily disabled because you have an accident, etc. Actually, normally that is the normal way where people become aware, and then people say, come off. Thank you. Luckily, there is this ramp where I can come here and there. I mean, that is normally this. So it's not for people that has a certain type of situation by birth. It's something that it may happen any time in your life. Sometimes for pathological condition. Sometimes also for happy condition because we have a new child, etc. And also it's part of the cycle of life because. At certain age, you might have not the same body skill that you had before. And going back to the issue of the safety, I mean, this fact to have stair without rail. I mean, if you are younger, you are 30, 40 years, you may not care. But if you have a child of 3, 4 years, you have to pay attention. And If you are 70 year old, you might do something that you may do with this. You might have dizziness. You might have many things. So that type of should be taken care into consideration. Yeah.
Exactly. So accessibility is a right for everyone. And the thing is that all of us at some point or other will have reason to need a little help getting in a building. Yes. Have you ever broken a leg or sprained an ankle, Raju?
Many times.
And what was your experience trying to get in someplace? Did you need help from someone?
I need help from someone, and many times I avoided to visit because of no ramps. For example, it was in Ukraine, yeah, when I went for schools and all. When I broke my knee in the sports, so I couldn't able to go to school because of no transportation, and I couldn't able to walk. So either I need to depend on the people or my family members to drop me or something like that. But at the time also we gave up going to school because we need to depend on someone because they always are busy with their daily works. But now I can see the changes in around villages inside Auroville also. So now everything's fine. But I've broken my knee, my ankle many times.
So this is what we are talking about, that even strong, young, healthy people sometimes have a disadvantage to getting in and out of buildings, even school. And so we need to be aware. And so the big job that you have is primarily the awareness factor. I noticed that your objectives are firstly to raise and develop awareness. So this is, I want to know a little bit more how you guys are doing that. And then secondly, to bring about the necessary changes in construction. So this is why I brought up the Lavenir. You have different ways to bring the awareness to everyone living in Auroville and around. And then a way to work with Lavenir. Who does what?
May I say one thing?
Yeah.
You talk with Saul about, you know, I was born disabled. I had a problem, hemiplegia on the left side due to the doctor because they used the forceps. I'm the ninth of the family, and so my mother couldn't deliver me very easy after 24 hours. So this is why probably I'm more sensitive about this topic. And then, for example, this is why when my friend and also his friend gave us the money to me and Sauro to buy a bus, she knew about the work I was doing, and so she accepted to make the bus also accessible, no? So she gave us the right to do whatever we thought to be the best. And with the help, so now at that moment, Raju came in because he knows everything about vehicles and laws and this and that. So we involved him. And then thanks to him, we could realize, because really, I wouldn't never find the place where we went to change the area, to fix the platform. We went far from Chennai, from the other, and then we went to Karur to change the door. It was very interesting for me because it was the first time that I saw these things. But, you know, if I had not Raju with me,
yes,
I couldn't.
So Raju was the person
Raju
who was
very
able
important
to...
And then after the table, all three together to study how to make this bus running. And nowadays, I'm very happy because in the afternoon, the bus is help some old Aurovillian sitting on the wheelchair going from one community to another. So, for example, on Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So, I go to take Jayaram, this old Aurovillian without legs on the wheelchair. It takes from Matrimandi to Samasti, where he received massage from Gupi, and then coming back. And then also, for example, when I had a friend of mine, I send a picture. She's a Paralympic champion, and she's on the wheelchair, and she came to visit Auroville, and we took the bus. And so if there were no platform lift, how could she use the bus? It was my aim, our aim, to make the bus for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So we only have one bus. Well, first of all, Raju did a great job investigating and finding the sources of people that could retrofit the bus so that it could be equipped with the ramp and everything. So that's super. So, but there's just one bus. And the bus is very busy going to Pondi with all people that want to go several times a day.
Yeah.
So is there another bus in the making that might just be helping those that are aged in Oroville? Because that seems to be a growing population. So I'm wondering if you're gathering data, because I know they've built a new housing place near Arca. What's it called? Lakshmi?
Yes.
Yes. House for senior. It's an assisted home for senior
people. Home for senior people.
Yes.
And I think that the population in Oroville is aging, not just because the original pioneers are aging, but general.
In general, the demographic pyramid of Oroville has a big shrinking in between 20 and 35. I mean, we have a large number of population below 18, then quite a large number of them after 20 years old go for a period to do experience.
Sure, they check out the rest of the world and come back.
Not all of them, but a large number of them. Not all, because also we have to think that among the young people we have a lot of local population which remain here. But still, we have emigration between 20, 25, and we are not able to receive many young people from outside because it's costly to settle down here. So basically, we have a larger population below 20 and
above
40, 45, we have the largest chunk of population, and one quarter of the population is above 60. So that is
one quarter of the population.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't have the updated figure. I'm just quoting by memory about a couple of years ago, etc. I'm just quoting by memory, but I mean, that we are very well aware that is. Luckily, we have a population which is relatively healthy. I mean, I would say even for normal standard. But anyway, definitely the need of assistance to senior people, elderly people, is there on many levels.
There's also my question about a second bus might be dedicated more for shuttling people with and without disabilities. Maybe
wouldn't
be, we want everyone to be together.
Sure.
What is on the drawing board for this?
I think it's 4 weeks before we had a discussion with Susmita and Saro. We just have an idea, like it came to my mind, why don't we have a shuttle service inside Oroville? Not the one you call the taxi or you call the city's transport, I need a taxi. To avoid such a things, to have a shuttle service inside city area, so that people come from the house, they can come out of the house, come to the road in time, take the bus, they can get down wherever they want inside the city area. So when I had this idea to Sauron and Susmita, they said like it should be accessible, the vehicle should be accessible. As I tried to search for some vehicles from the Indian brands, we couldn't able to find any accessible vehicles, which is all quite big and which is not necessary for a city area. So I suggested them maybe we could have a ramp options instead of having a lift. We go for a small vehicle, maybe two vehicles with an electric option. Sauron gave an option for electric. Not to have a fossil fuel vehicle inside city area, let's go for the electric. So we are working on it now, and we are looking for a donor also. So let's see. We are hoping to do something before the Oroville birthday something.
Before when?
Next Oroville's birthday.
Okay. Okay. Which birthday? The 51st? Or the 100th?
51st.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because unfortunately we don't have money.
Sure.
Sauron Susmita is doing some fundraising it. So I'm just doing a search which vehicle can fit for it.
Yeah.
And it will be accessible also. People with wheelchair people can get into it, and ordinary people also can get into it. So this kind of shuttle service can reduce two-wheelers and taxis inside the city area.
Right, right.
And so presently we have an option, there's two options in Auroville for the city area. One is ITS and the other one is city transport from visitor center.
Yes.
These two services, what they do is that you call them. It's the same like a taxi service.
Mm-hmm.
So you call and the vehicle comes to you.
Mm.
So, but we want to do something different, which is in a shuttle one, which should run a whole day with the timings, so in opposite directions, so people can get into it, get down wherever they want.
Okay.
I remember
we have to say that the main difficulties for the shuttling service is that to make it competitive and efficient, one bus is not enough.
Absolutely, yeah.
The ideal scenario would be to have four minibus that can guarantee a passage every 7 to 8 minutes in both directions. That is the ideal scenario that we started. But of course, on the other side, apart from financial constraint, we have a constraint of a population, which is still very much low compared to the critical mass of demand. I mean, to have four bus which are shuttling, and we have a population that of less than 3,000 people, only half of these live in the city area, so the remaining half is in any way dependent on two-wheeler or individual transport. So that are challenged, because it's not only the capital for investing into this, but also to have the
usership,
financing the running cost. You know?
Because so this would be...
If we have, say, a city population of 5,000 people, it would be relatively easier, I mean, to cover all
right.
this cost. But the fact that the population is low, it's a challenge. Although it should not be discouraged to do this. I mean, we receive many time objection that is not economical for the scale of population. But I had experience in other town which I participated that somehow we have to anticipate the need. You start with the bus,
yeah.
And I've seen in a small town where bus service were running empty for years, but now in the same town people is standing up on the same bus because
sure.
slowly, even without changing population, and a certain type of habit has become. So there is a difficulties to start this service because we face two type of challenge and questions. That is the capital, that the running cost relates to the population, but it's somehow something that has to be considered in order to be started, and because it has to have also a kind of promotional aspect. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A few days ago, we talked, Raju and I, and he wanted to show me his idea, no, this to go around Auroville in the center. So we thought two buses at the moment. No, we need at least two buses to start.
Yeah.
And then I remember that there was Jacqueline came, no, to us, Jacqueline Rogier's wife. And when she sat next to us and listened to us, I said, oh, this is nice idea. It's what Rogier had in mind. So it's according to also to the idea of Auroville, of the plan of the city, no?
Mm.
So we hope...
Mm-hmm.
Really, too, that someone maybe can help us to
right.
realize this dream.
Absolutely.
That we really need, because a part of the accessibility itself, there is a need to create a public transport in
mm-hmm.
order to push people to use the bus instead of the cars, instead
mm-hmm.
of the motorbike, and to reduce the pollution.
Exactly.
Because with the time being, will be more and more people using the motorbike.
Exactly. So the plan is the seed is planted for this, and there seems to be a lot of momentum in the original idea of how transport should be in the center. Now, the route of the bus, though, would have to be quite extensive, because if someone's going to come from Oral Model up to the main road on their bike, I mean, would you traverse the neighborhoods, the communities, not just on the main road? Because to get up to the main road, you're already on your bike. I mean, how does a person get to the main road from their community house? Do you understand?
Not in.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's quite clear your question.
From the IM.
That is.
You have to get off the main road to pick people up.
Yeah.
There are two level actually, which make the matter complex. I mean, when we talk of a shuttling, and if we talk of the city area, I mean, what is in the plateau, what is the plan for the city area is envisaged with the crown, which is 4.4 kilometers, a kind of semicircular crown. That means that in every place you are in this crown, which is where there are most of the public building and element of life, you have a distance of 2.2 kilometers. So with a limited fleet of bus, you can easily have a vehicle passing every 5 minutes, and you are the close to the main residential area. So initially the shuttle is, even if we don't have yet this road network in place, but the existing network inside the city area on the plateau that take from, say, Solar Kitchen towards the school area and then back to CSR, Bratnivas and back, it takes 20 minutes to do the round, and you can do it for a vehicle. And then, of course, you are at the walking distance from any place in residential area. What is not served with this system is that the community which are laying outside.
They're feeding this main route.
No, I mean, that is a system that fits very well all the community which are in the residential zone and the public service in the city area. Community which are in the area of Quilla Palem, like Our Model, Fraternity Nutrition, then, of course, it is an additional... require an additional type of transport from there to the town.
Well, even Somersty, they have to they'd have to come up to the main road. In other words,
When you talk of public transport, the issue of the last mile is always there. Is always there a problem? Here we have one challenge, which is linked by the fact that we have. A city plan, which is thought with this in mind, because we have a plan which is based on crown and based on radial, that fitting in the crown where you can use your vehicle and that you have get access until you get your public vehicle on the crown. And you can easily integrate on the radial with parking, whether it is cycle or even cycle sharing system or electrical cycle sharing, etc. The challenge we have is that we have a plan, but we have a reality on the ground that is different from the plan. We are very far to have on the ground what it is envisaged on the plan. That's create a challenge. But even with all this challenge and limitation, is it possible at least to reach something which is about 40% of the real population in this way? Having 100% coverage is require another type of organization. There was actually many years ago, that was even before the Portus was started here in the center, etc., that someone, Nikolai, tried to have a kind of a small electrical train just shuttling around from Town Hall up to Aspiration, Portus in Aspiration, etc. And it was basically empty most of the time. It was not successful this year, in those years. Now it can be different because most of the service has been moved through toward the center, all the school, La School, etc., now in the cultural zone. The Portus is located here. So basically in the city area, all the services are located. So the person living in the city area can eventually have some advantage of the shuttling system.
Mm-hmm.
The problem how to create better connectivity for the people living in the Quilapalayam area, that is an additional project.
Right, and I'm thinking of Aro Model in particular because there's a lot of pioneers living there that are aging and they would still need to get up to the road.
Yeah.
But most of them have children, so maybe their kids will drop them off on the road and carry their groceries also. But
when we organize the timing of the bus, this bus accessible public, our accessible bus, we thought about people who cannot maybe reach the main road or come to the stop. So we decide, and sometimes we put or still on the news a note that if someone needs to be pick up at the house or the entrance of the community, they have to call to write the vehicle service to Raju. So Raju will tell to the driver to go that place to pick the person up. So we are, at the moment,
not much people requested. But last year, a few people like from Arati, and one person like it was just injured and they were unable to come to Sola Kitchen Junction. So for that, I need to send the vehicle, pick them up. That's it.
Yeah.
It works well. But
very
few have requested that. So in that case, it's fine. But still, we are giving an option for the people who should not feel bad when they are injured, saying that I should only stay at home, like I cannot move around. So we're just giving the additional option for the people. They can call us. We send the vehicle in earliest according to their timing. We send them and pick them up, and they can go to Pondi.
This is good to know, so that these special requests can be handled. We can start with two buses in the main pattern, and then possibly make it four buses and have some of them go down into the servicing the feed from the communities into the main line. And so you're planting these wonderful seeds, and you're doing the work every day. What is the work that you do every day? Lavanir, who goes and talks with them? How much on board are they with? Because there's a lot of building going on.
I just sent an email to Lavanir just yesterday or 2 days ago. I sent an email, and then also I talked with someone because I'm asking Lavanir, as in other government, you know, for example, the people who are involved in the accessibility, they are sitting with the member of urban members.
Correct.
Planning.
So you want to sit at the table with Lavanir?
Not really. I just ask them to have a small corner in the Lavanir second floor, to have a little office. And so that also will remind them the accessibility in the planning.
Mm.
And then also maybe sometimes we can collaborate if they need help regarding accessibility or whatever. So we are ready there. And then plus people from outside who need help, because sometimes people call me or write to me, they need maybe wheelchair, they need this and that. So I tell them where to go.
Mm.
Or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
For example, also for the platform lift, because I have my connection with Samartian, they told me where to go for to get the platform.
Mm-hmm.
The platform is coming from Italy,
and
there is this factory outside of Chennai from the other side who import this.
Right.
So
people call, so your everyday work looks like a lot of emails of people asking for your advice on just getting around on an individual level, the publicity and the awareness. So I noticed you had given some programs, you've done some PowerPoint presentations, you've made a video, met with Karen Betty and Dr. Karen Singh.
I launched also a booklet about comics done by Aurovillian artist and Italian designer, famous Italian designer. And we did this booklet thanks to the PCG, because what I have done until now is thanks to the PCG, who has helped us.
PCG, who's
PCG
this?
Is
the Project Coordination Group.
Yeah. Project Coordination
Group.
It's
a group that is in Aurovillian for the last 30 years to prioritize the project that has to receive funding from regular donor of Aurovillian. So
they have big time donors, and if your they introduce your project to these donors, or they help you with resources.
No, that is basically, it is during the year there are 2-3 calls for proposal.
Okay.
News and note, and Aronet. So call for proposal are received on a normal, on a certain format. Then our the PCG Project Coordination Group make some question and get some clarification, and then make a kind of assessment of the relevance and priority for the community, and then it forward to the regular donor, and then it's up to them to take a decision based on the report whether to finance it or not.
Okay. So are you now working out of your house, or do you have an office?
Now I'm working my house, and then I just I'm just filling the form, because I have two projects in my mind. One is a film festival that I'm asking help from the PCG.
Okay.
And then another one that I ask Sire, because it's another project that I want to involve the school.
Okay.
Because I think that this has to start from since childhood.
So the project for the school would be
the school.
Making them aware of the accessibility
some
issues.
Play and games, something
wonderful.
Like that.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. And then I hope that the site will give me the money.
Okay.
And then also for the film festival, because these people from Delhi who gave us the prize some years ago for the documentary came to visit me just recently, and they offered themselves to organize this film festival for free. They just ask the money for the flight and for the accommodation here, but they don't ask other money. So, and then this is also a way, not through documentary and movie, to raise awareness about this field, this topic.
I see. Tell me, can we talk about one new project of building? I'm back to
Lavenir.
because they seem like the most powerful link in your chain of making the buildings accessible. If Lavenir may be moving to a new space, bigger space, where there could be a desk for accessible Aurovillian. And so how are you going to make this happen?
Just depends of for that. I talked with the Lavenir team. And then, of course, it depends on them if they really want us to work with them or just close to that. We don't want to interfere with their work, of course, but we want just to have a small corner. Also, not just for Lavenir itself, but just for the people who need maybe information and help. Depends on them, no? If they, and then depend, of course, they also depend on the space they can get. I don't know, but if they want, when there is the will to do something, you find a way.
Right.
I'm sure of that.
Did they come to you for the Lakshmi assisted living? Did they come to you?
And
so they must be building this place with access. Yes?
Yes. This is a project that was made a few years back. I mean, yes, of course.
Did you confer with them about that? Was there communication between Accessible Oroville and the builders, the project holder?
I tried to get in touch with the architect.
Yes.
Who is doing that. You know, sometimes there is some resistance from the architects.
Uh-huh.
They think to know everything.
Right.
And at a certain moment I didn't want to interfere too much. Of
uh-huh.
course, that they don't follow so much the universal design. Universal design and this universal measurement that all over the world they follow.
This is
to create the accessibility.
Exactly. And so you have that universal design
yes,
for accessibility in a PDF or a PowerPoint
everything.
In some way. And who has the background to talk with Lavenir about that? Are you a builder or a...
No, I'm not at all a builder. And actually, just to be clear, I mean, Accessible Oroville is the main job of Susmita. I mean, that
okay.
is a full-time job.
Okay.
I have another job. Raju has another job.
Right.
And we got involved. I have a strong interest on mobility and public mobility. So
okay.
we joined AND for the project of public bus. I've been a member of L'Avenir, so I was part when many years ago, not anymore now. I'm a member of Project Coordination Group, so I was involved on the other side of the table to support financially when we made some workshop and initiative, etc. So we have a close collaboration, but when we talk Accessible Oroville, that is mainly is a full-time job.
Susmita, I understand.
When we talk of the bus and mobility, then we are a team, which myself and Raju
okay.
are involved. Yes.
No,
okay.
because it's
and
a
of
start.
Course, I supported Susmita when she made also the publication on the comics, famous Italian comics, and that was also supported by the Italian Pavilion. So we cooperate a lot, but I've been working on this activity from another angle. Yes,
we are together three because it started when this common friend gave the donation for the
right.
bus. So she gave to me and Sauro the task to accomplish this task.
Right.
And then, of course, we involve Raju.
Can I ask about some buildings that have been retrofitted? In other words, at Bharatni Bas, at Matri Mandir, what buildings have gone back in after they were built? I know Santé is a great example.
Not so much Santé, because inside there is the staircase.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, not so much. Well, I talk
but at least to get in the building.
The ground floor, yes. Yeah, there is. There has been some new construction which are taking this. Even residential, but there is some time. They said that give accessibility up to the first floor is enough.
Okay.
And upper floor, second and third, since now we are building, is become more.
Well, this
more
is sort of strange, isn't it? Especially for the Lakshmi Assisted Care Building, because everyone there is going to be an older person.
I'm not talking. I mean, sorry. I'm talking of other. Type of
public building,
public building or residential building, etc.
Okay.
Which I mean, they go to a certain extent. No?
Yes,
I mean, not full extent in the code, etc.
So
I'm not in a position without the drawing here to make any assessment of judgment of the project for the senior assistant home. I mean,
okay.
That is there. So
okay.
There is an architect, he has been designed for that. She knew that there has been some. She might have followed a different set of parameters than the one established, but we have to assess on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not.
So
for example, if you think of it in Citadin, there is one building with the lift.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Carpana, as far as I understood, they make also there's some flat accessible, and then they put also a lift. They start a little bit. I hope that in the future this will come more. You know, the accessibility is like in the West. Now we don't think about the accessibility. The accessibility is already...
It's a law.
It's already in the plan.
Yeah.
No, I have a brother, mine is an architect. He said, we don't think about accessibility. It's already in the mind when you plan something, building or places, all public has to be accessible.
Mm.
Also because you cannot open a restaurant or whatever if there is no accessible toilet
That's right.
and accessible entrance.
That's right. Yep.
Now it's a law. Mm. Otherwise, you have to close.
India has a set of laws also for accessibility.
Yeah, the same.
And it's
but
the same?
They don't follow.
Okay.
If you go to Pondi, all the shop have a staircase. When Alex, I remember Alex, the main character of the documentary, we were in Pondi, want to go and buy a sari for his girlfriend.
Mm.
All the shop with the staircase.
Right.
You want to go inside in a staircase. So I called these people. I said, now, you lift him,
right,
and you go inside. They want to bring the sari outside. No,
he has
to go inside to choose like the others. So please, you help him. And then I ask him, why you don't put the ramp? If you get the ramp, you got more customer.
Right, right.
And said, oh, no, it depends on the government. No, this is your shop. It's your business.
Right.
Why you don't put a ramp instead of a staircase?
Right.
And then all the shop, my friend Piero went to Ponti to took a picture of all the barriers. And then you can see all the shop have a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
No, just the bank. Now they get the ramp.
Uh-huh.
Some, you know.
So this Alex you're talking about is the fellow that was in Sometimes I Can Fly video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which won an award.
Sorry?
It won an award, a film award, for documentary.
Yes, yes.
And who shot that for you?
Srini.
Srini Yatra.
From Yatra.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's another good collaborator for your projects. What other major buildings?
Auditorium. You know, when St. Martin came from Delhi, they did the assess audit in many places in Auroville. So in Baranivas, Solar Kitchen, Town Hall, and of course Matrimandir.
Mm.
And in Baranivas, the thing is, that the only way to go inside the auditorium is in the video.
Mm.
You have to enter from the rear.
From the rear to get backstage.
The comics, and so it's not nice. And also
right.
the ramp is not very well done. We gave them the advice how to change. It was a small change, not too much money, just a small change, because the ramp is already there, but not very well done.
Mm.
They didn't do anything until now. And then I try to avoid to talk at Matrimandir, but the only thing that Matrimandir did at the moment, very good, they make a very good accessible toilet at the entrance on the left side.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
is
good.
The first, the other things is better not to talk. Even if there is all the access with it, and we gave them all the advice.
Okay.
But now there are some new member in the new team that are more sensitive regarding this problem, and maybe with the time being, something will
change. At the
Matrimandir? Yes.
Okay. Will you have a workshop talking about accessibility that you would invite the architects and other builders? There's many builders and many architects. You've done this.
Yeah, we did it. The first time also Sauro was going around at the town hall with the blind and with the white stick.
Making a point.
No, it was a workshop, and
we
were practicing how do you feel to have a different type of ability. So someone was limping and I was blindfolded and
there
the stick and moving around and turned on as if I was blind. And
When was this workshop?
2009. Yes.
And now my thing is, if Sire give me the money, is to do a race, to involve all the children, the teacher, all the people coming out.
Okay.
I will collect all the wheelchair I find in Oroville, maybe also from Pondi, I don't know. We'll invite all the people sitting on the wheelchair, and maybe we put a ribbon just to sign that they don't have to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start, for example, near Arca, where there is the park, mm-hmm. from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go to come to here to town hall, for mm-hmm. example. And mm-hmm. then on the way, they have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, to go to Solar Kitchen to have a coffee
mm-hmm.
on the terrace,
mm-hmm.
at la terrace.
Yeah.
And then he's on the wheelchair.
Yeah.
How can you go?
How can?
So, because I think that also the architects and this and that, if that you don't try, you don't feel, you cannot understand. In Bologna, there is a center, very interesting center that I got in touch with them. I went to visit more than once when I was in Italy. And then the architect for two days, they sitting on the wheelchair to understand
mm-hmm.
how to build a domotic house, for mm-hmm. example, house for every kind of disability or mm-hmm. whatever. So how at which level to put the switches? They sit on the wheelchair. This is what I always say to everybody: when you don't know, you take a wheelchair, you sit down, and then you can understand.
Right.
Because you know, for me, it's normal. I have a body little different, and then also I had a brother with the polio. So I know, since mm-hmm. I was a child, mm-hmm. I saw people in the wheelchair go and come in my house. For me, it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who doesn't know, who have no education about this, they don't know.
Tell me, who is your newest person working with you, Piero?
Piero is working with me now.
And does he bring some skills in yeah. terms of communication,
yeah,
building?
He's a good photographer, of course, and also he helped me a lot to take some picture that I would like to, also with the money of the sire, and at the same time when we do this play and this, we would like to do an exhibition here in the town hall at the entrance of the picture of accessibility and barriers.
You've all given me a much better picture of accessible Oroville and how Raju and the Oroville Vehicle Service came together and how you're working together, what your vision for the future is, and of course, even good plans for funding, and that's wonderful. What does next year look like for you? What is your fondest achievement that you see happening next year?
To create two electrical buses, at least.
Two electrical buses.
At least a second bus, yes.
Yes, at least second
at
bus.
At least one electrical bus to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
So we are working on it, and recently we have sent an email to an electric bus company, which is located in Hyderabad. Let's see what's happening. We are waiting for the response.
Okay, so that's good news. That's really good news. And I wish you all the very best. Having an office space and more meetings with L'Avenir so that the planning stages of buildings,
yeah.
even individual people's homes, because they won't live there forever. And while they are living there, they will be aging. And maybe their kid will sprain an ankle. I mean, there's so many reasons for people to be aware of the advantages of accessibility and safety for all people. I wish you the best for bringing this awareness to people and for your projects coming to fruition, to be funded. And is there anything else the radio can do for you?
Push people to give the donation to realize the buses.
All right. So what
that's one most important goal.
Yes, what we can share the other way. The bus service run without any public support from our village.
Yes.
It's purely, we got a donation from our friend in Italy, her name is Luisa Gullino. I think we should take the occasion to thank her. And she has also been giving a lot of donation to the land purchase. So she has been a regular, she has given a real contribution to, in her own way, to Auroville. But running cost, we are depending on the people who are the user. And we have no public internal fund from Auroville that give it support. So that luckily the type of demand which is there for the bus, we have been able to some extent partly use the reserve donation, partly contribution to cover the cost. But definitely to have this type of service, we are depending on the contribution of the user. So that is so it doesn't mean necessary donation, but yeah, the fact that is.
But sometimes we have also to ask some loan to the financial service in order to pay the insurance, and now we have to tire. To change because
the maintenance and all of these things.
I would say we are quite successful because there has been experience before, maybe with bus with bigger size. Our is an average size. We are quite successful to cover the
running cost.
Yeah.
But we need to raise fund for the type of
yearly
maintenance, etc.
Sure, the big stuff and the insurance.
We got a loan from the. City service, but luckily we have been promised a donation for AVI Canada. So that we'll be able to do it this year without the loan.
Wonderful.
But yeah, I would say we are somehow 90% covering the cost for running one bus. I mean, so then if you have to go for the second or third one, is again, I mean.
Right.
A way to see.
No, in that case, like when you go for the second bus, if it is an electric vehicle, it might reduce the running cost because monthly, if you see the for the first bus, monthly we are spending almost now 12,000 for the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's an electrical vehicle, this 12,000 can be reduced and only for the driver's salary and maintenance of the vehicle.
Right.
So in that case, I think we are able to maintain the second bus.
Right.
Let's see.
Okay. We have an account number for raising funds to actualize another bus for accessible Auroville. And do we know what that account number is?
It's 251675.
Again?
251675.
Okay, great. So anyone that wants...
This is for the bus.
This is for the bus. Yeah. For the running costs of the bus. And also, if they want to contribute towards buying this second bus, that would be electric.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be electric.
Yeah. And, all electric.
And we thank you. We thank you so much for coming and clarifying for me and the rest of our listeners just what it is Accessible Auroville does and how it touches everyone's life, what you've accomplished, and what your goal is for the coming year.